Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Daled Avodah Zarah 34. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara brings an incident that Rabbi Akiva Ikwa Ginzak. Rabbi Akiva came to a place which was called Ginzak. There is another version of the story as it appears in Tanis 11b, and there the person who came was not Rabbi Akiva, but was Mar Ukva. So some want to say that this is a story not about Rabbi Akiva, but about Mar Ukva, especially since at the end of the story, Rabbi Akiva doesn't know the answer to the questions that they ask him. Regardless, a rabbi, either Rabbi Akiva or Mar Ukva, came to this place called Ginzak, and what happened was the people there asked him three questions. Mis'anin l'shos, so a mis'anin l'shos. The first question they asked was, a person who accepted upon himself to fast in the middle of the day, meaning to say only from noon, let's say he said, I'm going to fast. And we're talking about a situation where he had not eaten that day, but it was unintentional. He had not eaten up until noon. Do we say that from that point on, the fast is applies? And so we see he's obligated to fast the remaining of the day. Or do we say, no, that a fast can only be applicable if it's an entire day? So Rabbi Akiva did not have the answer. He didn't know. And then the second question they said was, kankanim, if you have a pottery jug of an idolater, asur nu mutarin, are you allowed to use that for the Jews' own wine after the fact? Is it going to be permitted or prohibited? Again, Rabbi Akiva did not have the answer. And then the third question that they asked him was, Bameh Shimesh Moshe, when the Mishkan was being inaugurated, and they had the 7 days there, which are called the Shiva Simei Amilum, the seven inaugural days, where we know that Aaron and his sons were the ones who were working in the Mishkan at that day. So at that time, the Torah tells us in Exodus 28:2, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh Aaron Achicha, that Moshe was commanded to make sure that Aaron had special garments for the high priest. But what about Moshe Rabbeinu during those 7 days of the Miluim? What was Moshe himself supposed to wear? So the Gemara tells us, Lohave Biyada, that Moshe didn't have an answer what he was supposed to wear during the seven inaugural days. Because at that time, Moshe himself was serving in the Mishkan only for that period. So the question is, what was he supposed to wear? So Rabbi Akiva didn't know the answer to those questions. He didn't know about whether or not it's considered a fast. He didn't know whether or not you can use the jugs. And he didn't know what Moshe wore during the seven inaugural days. So the story continues that Rabbi Akiva went and he comes to the Beis Medrash. Asa v'shal Beis Medrash. He came and he asked the Beis Medrash these questions. And so they responded to him. Hilchasa, the first thing is mis'anin l'sha'os, that a person can accept upon himself a fast in the middle of the day, and that is considered to be a fast, and he's obligated to fast. V'im hishlim Mispal Tfilas Tanis. And if indeed he is fasting the entire day, then he says in the middle of his prayers, he adds the prayer that's appropriate for a fast day, which is the prayer that we call Anenu, which is an insertion into the Amida at Mincha. Vehochasa, and the second question about the jugs, Kankanim shall ovde kochavim, the jugs of the idolaters, Vachashneim Asar Chodesh Mutarn. After 12 months, we say that if they remain 12 months without any liquid placing them, then it is permitted for a Jew to use, and they do not need to, nothing else needs to be done to them, because we say that the wine that was in these pottery utensils has dried out. And the third item, the third question, what did Moshe wear when he was serving in the Mishkan during the seven inaugural days? Moshe So the Beis Medrash answered that the answer to that is Bechaluk Lavan. He wore a white garment made out of cotton. And this garment was made specifically for Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was not something that he had worn prior to that. And Rav Kahana Masne, Rav Kahana taught that he wore chaluk lavan, he wore a white garment, but he added something else, she'ein bo imra, that it had no hem on it, because, meaning to say, it was all made with one specific approach. Nothing was added onto the garment after the fact. And even the hands were made from the same piece of material. And so this is how Rav Kahana taught. It was one garment without any hem. And what is the reason? So Rashi in the Gemara in Tainis explains that the reason is because the Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that they were going to be suspicious of him, that he was going to, God forbid, steal the money and place them in his hem. And we know that the verse states, states, Vayisem Nekiyime Hashemu Miyisrael, that you need to be above suspicion. And so therefore, in order to demonstrate that he was above suspicion, he wore a garment without a hem. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself. This idea that Moshe Rabbeinu wore a white garment during the 7 days of inauguration, this is, according to some commentaries, this is related to the idea that there are certain times in our lives where we are supposed to wear a complete garment that is made from one material that is all white. And so, for example, this garment is called a kittel. And so, for example, a groom on his wedding day has a custom of wearing a kittel. And this is brought down in sources like the Mata Moshe. And the reason is, and there are many reasons, but one reason is that a groom should remember his day of his death, or to remind himself that he's not supposed to sin and should be white, and also that all of his sins are being forgiven. And so therefore he's wearing a white garment like on Yom Kippur. Another time is that we wear a white garment on Yom Kippur. It's also a custom to wear a kittel. Another time where it's a custom to wear a kittel is on the night of the Seder. But one of the reasons why we do this is because some have suggested that this is part of the avoda. This is part of our service. On the night of the Seder, we're engaging in like a service, like the Korban Pesach. And on Yom Kippur, we're recounting the service of the high priest. And by doing this, we're reminded of the service of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the first one to wear a kittel during his inaugural days of service in the temple. And so therefore, for that reason also, we also wear a white garment on these special holy occasions.